This is Lydia Johnson, and today I'm joined by the national winner in diversified crop production placement, Gage Slagle of the Hydro Eakley FFA chapter in Oklahoma. Gage, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
What did that feel like being on stage and getting your name announced to the crowd?
It was really something I didn't expect. I was really hit. That was just out of nowhere. I was very surprised, and I feel really great right now.
Give us a quick overview of your project and what it's become.
My project was something I started as a young kid, just going to work with my dad at a young age and then learning, seeing what he was doing, and then slowly helping him every single day, doing little stuff like just getting tools for him or watching him work on stuff. And as I got older, I got to see the operation, start working there, and then now I'm running the whole shipping operation for our potatoes, and I'm able to oversee everything that is run through our grading line, then ran through our conveyor belts that are then went on to semi-trucks and are then shipped to Frito-Lay Corporation and Walmart.
What do you think are some of the biggest skills that you've gained working in this project area?
Learning how to communicate with other workers and figure out how to overcome challenges that might come at us working on a farm.
One thing you noted is that you guys grow a lot of different crops and you might be working with different crops at different times. What kind of crops do you work with on your farm?
We do anything from potatoes, sweet potatoes, watermelons, cantaloupe, pumpkins, peanuts, cotton, soybeans, just a variety of different crops.
And when you guys are shipping or transporting those, what kind of differences do you have to look for those different crops?
So for potatoes, we have to look for like any rot or any bad diseases on them. Then for stuff like watermelons, we have to look for any sunburns, any yellow spots on them, or any misshapes on the watermelons.
Where do you see this project continuing to grow, or where do you see it moving in the future?
I hope that this project grows to a bigger operation of getting more acres, then even getting more crops like our soybeans and cotton to bigger companies.
Where are you at in your education, Gage?
I'm a junior in high school.
Is there anybody that you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank my advisor, Chris Clausen. He's really helped me a lot, and I don't think I could have done this without him.
Thanks so much for joining us, Gage, and congratulations again on this award.
Thank you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.